Okay, tonight we talk about a difficult shaila, which has only one makor in Shas, and that's the Gemara here, the Gemara and the Chelek in Navi that's brought. And that's the shaila about a person going to surgery, where the surgery possibly could kill him, and not having the surgery, he'll live today, to tomorrow, to the next day, but only be left with Chayisha. He'll only be left with a relatively short period of time. We usually accept that Chayisha is up to a year. It's called Chayisha. He'll live less than a year. But with the surgery, he can extend his life. The question is whether a person is allowed to undergo such surgery and put himself in sakana. Now, I just want to say, before we learn the Gemara, the Svara Chitzayna, to me, is Pashit, Lo Sirtzach, is Yarg Val Yavar, in Alavi Yavar Vitzicha. It's Yarg Val Yavar, a person has to give up his life not to be able Lo Sirtzach. So if not for this Sugya, how could someone do surgery on someone, he may kill him? He's making a cheshbin because it pays, because they'll have Chayei Olam. But he may be able Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sirtzach is if a Pekoch Nefashis in Alavi Yavar Lo Sirtzach. Usually, Sirtzach is, kill him or I'll kill him. It's the same person. Right? Someone's going to do surgery on a patient. He might be killing him, he might be over at Sicha, but why is he doing it? To save his life, because he can have Chayei Olam. It's not like kill one person to save someone else's life. Even Safik, he can't kill somebody to save someone else's life. So the Gemara here, it's a Chiddush that for the same person, it's Mutter. Yet you're allowed to, a Jewish doctor is allowed to do the surgery also. You're allowed to do a surgery that might kill somebody for the benefit of Chayei Olam. That's what it says here in the Gemara. My mother, Zalzayin Gesund, had open heart surgery about 3 years ago. So when we went to the doctor told her, you know, afterwards they tell you, 2.5% of the people just don't wake up from open heart surgery. I don't know why or anything. 2.5% of people just don't wake up. You know, if you sign up for it, that's what they tell you. So, okay, you figure 2.5%. I remember in the morning, you go there and you wait. I looked around, I figured, there are more than 40 people here. That means statistically, someone's just not going to wake up. And Taka happened, but sometime during that day, I saw the family. I saw the family who went through such a thing. So the question we're going to deal with is the heter. The Gemara here says you're allowed to put Chayei Sha in Sakana for Chayei Olam, for potential Chayei Olam. So what's the heter? And then there's a question I want to ask you afterwards, so we'll see. So the Gemara brings two things. It brings the psak, that when you have a Gayesha doctor who's Choshen HaMetzicha, and when the Gemara says a Gayesha doctor is Choshen HaMetzicha, it's not the 20th or 21st century. Rashi calls it a Vadai. Rashi means a Karvel of Vadai. That the Gayesha doctor is going to kill someone. So the Gemara says they not go to such a doctor. But if a person only has Chayesha, then he's allowed to go. Vadai meis, if he's certainly going to die without it, Misrapim mehen. So you're allowed to go to such a doctor who may kill the person. But it's mutter. If he doesn't go to the doctor, he'll live 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. So at Gemara, l'chayisha l'chayishima. Even though chayisha is something, yimchal Shabbos l'chayisha, but when it comes to chayisha against chayei olam, such surgery is mutter. That's the psak. Gemara says, what's the makar? Not temra. So it brings the case of Darbo Mitzrayim that Gehazi and his three sons had the tzaras, Naaman was davuk in him, and Gehazi had to go chutz le'ir. And at that time, there was a siege of the city, and they were starving. They weren't going to live. So they figured they'll go surrender to the enemy, who may kill them. But they said, Imamarnu nova yo'ir v'arav bi'iru mastasham. We're going to go to the Yidden. They're all starving. They're all dying of hunger. And so they said, we'll go to the Gayim and we'll see. If they'll let us live and take us as Avadim, we'll live. And if not, we'll die. That's the makar, we learn from Gehazi Yishloi Shabbanav, that a person's allowed to put himself in Sakana. So you have the case of the Gayisha doctor You have the case of Gehazi. So Ramesha writes that that's the source, that's the Makar. This Gemara is the Makar that you're allowed to do such a thing. The first tshuva on the topic is a Shvus Yaakov. It goes back a couple of hundred years. Pesachei Tshuva brings it. So it's exactly the same thing. He says the Makar that you're allowed to go undergo surgery, which is a Safik Sakana, because a person wants to extend his life, the Makar for that is this Gemara here. And as far as I know, there's no other Gemara in Shas that openly deals with the sugya. It's Halach Psuka, nice and B'chol Yayim. People do such a thing. The question, which is a very difficult question, is what are we learning from here? Are we learning you're allowed to have such surgery? Or are we learning that you're obligated to have such surgery? Let's say you have a patient who doesn't want. The patient says, I don't want. I'm happy with Chayesha. I don't want to undergo the surgery. It's not dafka surgery. Sometimes people have a disease and the treatment could kill them also. You have an elderly person who has to undergo some type of heavy chemotherapy that it could kill the person. It could give him a longer life. And the person says, I don't want to. I'm allowed to? Okay, I'm allowed to. What are we learning from here? Are we learning that you're allowed to do it or that you're obligated to do it? I look through the Igros Moshe that you have copies of. It keeps on saying mutter. It doesn't say once in the whole shuvah that you're chayiv to do it. It says mutter, you're allowed to do it. What? Well, obviously the chances, to talk about the percentages is a very difficult thing. But in this shuvah, Ramesha writes that even if it's less than raiv, it's mutter. Because he says here in this tshuva that obviously the Gemara's context, and certainly from Rashi, is that it's roiv that the person's going to die, that this doctor is going to kill him. So it's roiv, he's not going to survive. Chai shoy, he has no matter what, so he can live 6 months. If the surgery works, he can live a long time. Even if it's roiv, he's not going to live. So the Gemara here, do we have any meshmois in the Gemara that it's a that it's a chiyuv to do it?
What would happen if
what would obligate him to do it? If there's no mitzvah to do it, so then why is he allowed to do it? You could put on tefillin another day. But he has to have an obligation. The obligation is the mitzvah of Hisham al Khoshman Ashabiyaid. But otherwise, he's vaday not going to live chayei olam. This way, 100%, he's not going to live chayei olam. The other way, he has a chance to live chayei olam. But the Gemara there that says somebody has a jug of water, whether it's a chiyuv or not, it happens to be a machlekes two taisis, if it's a reshus or a chiyuv. But the Achrayim struggle with it. They want to bring a raya. The Gemara says if somebody's walking in the desert, he has one jug of water and only one person could live. So, chayecha kaidim l'chayecha vercha. So there, it seems to be that the person is obligated to drink it and not share it with the other person. It's like it's Rishayim, but there are biurim there, that it's only Sufik. It's dealt with there. I'm not sure if it's a raya to hear. So, the issue is it's a difficult issue. I don't think from the Gemara you could be patient one way or another. I was struggling with the Taisus. Maybe there's a Mashmois that it's a Chiyuv. The way I understand, before we start, just the way my Svara works, either you're Mechuyiv to do it, or you don't do it. I don't know what it means it's a Rishus. Since one of Pikuf Nefasha Shail is a Rishus, I'm not sure what that means. The Torah says you have a choice. You want to live longer, you want to live. I'm not sure what it means. A person has to take care of himself. And either, just the way my mind works, either it's Rasa Atari, you do it, or I don't mean Rasa, I mean it's Siba Atari, you do it, or you don't do it. It's hard for me to understand.
It's not a guarantee it's going to work. So why is that taking care of yourself?
Well, if the Torah says you're allowed to do it, and the Torah is Mitzaviyu, Shmar Nafshecha, that means the Torah is saying this is a Kiyum of Shmar Nafshecha. You have this against this. It's Kedai. If the Chazal's upshatzung is that you're allowed to do it, that means it's kedai. If it's kedai, it's hard to see why it's only a rishus, why it's not a chiyuv. It's hard to see the nekuda. I'll tell you, the truth is a very difficult question in practice, but at least in the learning, there are potentially two makairis to the shayla. One is in a different digris maisha. In Chelek Gimel of Yoredeya, he deals actually with the shayla in Siman Lamed Vav. He has an interesting question. Why are we learning from Gehazi? He's a Rosh. He's one of the people, Shane, he's one of the only seven Jews that says, Ein Chelek L'Olam Haba. Why are we learning from Gehazi? From him we're learning halachas? We're learning things from Lavan too. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Why do we learn things from Lavan? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Ramosha writes this idea that what we see from Gehazi is that it makes sense. We see only a svara. It makes sense to people. It's something that makes sense to people to risk chayeshah for chayeyalam. It's a sensible thing. We're not seeing halachas from there. We're seeing that it's considered sensible to sensible people. And from there, we understand that if it makes sense, that you're allowed to do it. You understand? Once you say makes sense, you leave yourself open to say, well, it makes sense the other way too. Ramesha writes in that tshuva, Le'inyin zeh, ika bailos la'odam achiyusai. He says, for this topic, a person's a balabas, he can make a choice. Since the whole limud is b'shem shekenu odif le'inchi, since the whole limud is because people say that it's sensible, shalachen ha'yishayach le'melef me'geichazi. How else could you learn from Gehazi? L'chem istaver, shemachay la'inay reitze, b'shem she'odif le'chay yishah, havadoim, b'safachay ma'merubin, r'shoy she'en le'srapis. Why? Dein hechruch me'geichazi obonav. There's no more raya from Gehazi. She'odif le'em safachay ma'merubin, chay yishah, de'gam l'kuli alma adifi lahem. Ramesha says, it's pure svara. Ramesha says, what's the limud from Gehazi? It makes sense to people. That's a sensible thing to do. So therefore, if a person wants to do such surgery, you're allowed to do it. Shemar Nafshecha Miyayin is to take care of yourself in a normal way. He says, if a person says to me, I don't want to do it, if a person says, I'm depressed, I want to die, that's not a good excuse. Ramesh says he's doing it because he says, for me, I'd rather have a healthy 6 months of life than to go through a surgery and have these problems. So Ramesha, it's a clear psak. Ramesha says that you're a person's allowed to refuse. He writes that if it's a vadei refuah, if it wouldn't be this cheshbon, you have to be kai for him to do it. But in a case where you have this thing where you're weighing two sides, so Ramesha writes that a person's allowed to do it. It's interesting, totally from this cheshbon in svara, that the limud from Gehazi is only that it's sensible. So that's Ramesha's psak, that a person is allowed to refuse it. And in practice, it's a very hard thing to deal with, but that's Ramesha's psak. I would add a second nekuda. There's Gemara, as you know, that says, V'rape yirape, mekanshinit n'rishus l'raifa l'rapes. Gemara says, mekanshinit n'rishus. So Tais says, why do you need rishus? You need rishus to heal people? Why do you need rishus? That's Taisa's answer. So Taisa says, you would think God wants to make him sick. Why are you healing him? You need rishus. That's what Taisa says. So the Ramban, in his Teretz Adam, the Ramban, who was a doctor, Ramban doesn't like that Teretz. You would think God says, why do you need rishus? Ramban says, a doctor might say, Loma li letzara hazais. I'm going to try to heal him, I may kill him. He might say, Loma li letzara hazais. What am I going to get involved with this? I might kill him. So Torah says, Rapa yirape, heal him. That's what it says in the Ramban. Now what does that sound like? It means, without the pasuk, I would say, it's a rishus. It's a rishus, why should I do it? I may kill him. Kamash malon, what? If kamash malon is, it's a rishus, So then, that I knew before the pasuk. It's rishus. Shema yaymadam ali letzara azayis. Does it sound from the Ramban that the Ramban, the Kamash Balon, is that you're mechuyev to do it, even though you might kill him? You're mechuyev. That's what it sounds like. The Lashon sounds like you're mechuyev to do it. If it's less than, well, the Ramesha writes that this truva you have that less than 50, because he learns the Gemara that the guy is more than 50% chance he's going to kill him. And in the other truva, he says it again. He points out from Rashi, who says Vaday, Elashim Vaday, which he says in his Karv Levaday. Shem Yisrael, it's still Mutter. So, what? Yeah, it's true. The Lashon, the Kanet Le'Rishus, L'Rapi L'Rapis. Sounds like it's an option. The Ramban doesn't sound like it, I don't know. I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe the doctor's mechuyev and the patient's not mechuyev. Is that mistaver? I don't know, my mind works that there's a psak and that's what you have to do. Like, what does it mean you have a choice? You tell Rabbanish Shalom, what's the right thing? Either it's kedai or it's not kedai. If there's an upshatzum that it's kedai, look, the halacha is like Ramashi. He says you're allowed to refuse it. But I want to tell you a maisa I had, a peltic maisa with somebody here in the shul. Somebody was born with a damaged heart, and Baruch Hashem, I mean, he didn't live to an old age, but he got married, had children. He was a candidate for a heart transplant. And he was very afraid to go to the heart transplant, but they told him without it, you know, his days are numbered. And worse, once he starts getting sicker, he won't even be eligible for the transplant. He won't be eligible for the transplant. And without the transplant, he could live more than 12 months. It was even more than Chayesha. But he'll be ineligible for the transplant. And so he asked me to, when I got to Israel, to ask Rabbi Yashav what to do. So I didn't want to have a chayis for this. I told him, you write down on a piece of paper the shayla, and I'll read it to him, and whatever he says. So he gave me a 5-page letter. I said, no, Rabbi Yosha's not going to sit through a 5-page letter. You have to condense it. So he condensed it, and I didn't feel that chayis even to read it to Rabbi Yosha. I got a hold of Rabbi Frati. I told him, you read it to him, because you know, he understands. So he had an appointment. I went to read it. It was a very strange thing, because Rabbi Yashiv grabbed all of a shalom. Somebody very close to him had a heart transplant, one of his mekuravim. So when I got there, the first thing he asked me is if the surgery itself is a sakana. So I told him, the doctor said it's like a plumbing job. You just take out a pipe, you put another pipe. You know, the doctors, they do heart transplants all the time. He said, it's not a sakana. He asked me, you sure it's not a sakana? I said, that's what the doctor said. So he read him the letter, and he kept on asking me if the surgery is a sakana numerous times, and it was very strange to me. And then when he gave a psak to do the surgery, but he said, I should make sure the surgery is not a sakana. So as Maishaya Kachaya, you know, I'm not a Rebbe person, but I don't mean I'm not a Rebbe, I mean, I'm not into spooky stories, but this is what happened. I came back, and I told him, the Rebbe was very clear, he said that you have to go for a surgery. So he said, in Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, he wasn't really happy about it, but he went. See, the way it works is you sign up, you get on a list for a transplant, and they do the physical beforehand. They do whatever it is necessary. So he came back to me as a double pella. He said he's not eligible for the surgery. I said, why? He was born with a heart defect, and they actually did a surgery on him as a baby. And the scar tissue had grown just where the new heart has to be attached. And scar tissue doesn't hold stitches well. And they said the surgery would be a sakana. And he didn't have the surgery. It just echoed in my ears that Rabbi Yashar kept on saying, make sure the surgery is not a sakana. So it could be it's he saw in heaven, or it could be he understood that somebody with this type of condition had that possibility. But anyway, he was Vasher Husham, Iyu Lechazi, Maz Lechazi, you know, he was happy not to go through the surgery. He had, after that, a couple of years of life we enjoyed and he learned. And we miss him very much. But the Maisa Shoya Kachaya, even though it wasn't more than Chayesha, Rabbi Yashav said that he should undergo the surgery. Okay. All of Chayesha should be healed. We shouldn't need such shaylas, but it's a difficult one.
What about like the measles?